Morning.
Good morning, Thomas Rhett.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
Congratulations. You've had the biggest streaming debut week ever for a country album. And what I love about it is that there are 16 songs to this record. You didn't just do what other people are trying to do, which is put out a song at a time. You did the full 16. So thank you for that. It gave us a lot to get excited about.
Of course. Yeah. Now we're entering such a strange time, I feel like, in the way that people consume music. And so 16 tracks, I was a little bit nervous to put that out just because I'm thinking about my 13-year-old brother looking at a 16-song album and going, yeah, I might listen to one or two of these. That's the only attention span I have for these.
Man. But,
so you don't think you're changed to the single world where you start putting out single here, single there?
Man, I hope not. I don't know if that's the way that it's going, and even if it is, I still may do that a little bit, but I think I'll always end up always making records. It's too fun not to, and I feel like I got too much to say that the two songs can't really accomplish. So.
And you do have so much to say. I've listened to the record from top all the way down. I love so many of the songs. Things You Do for Love, though, and Dream You Never Had, probably two of my favorites, besides your singles. Tell us a little bit about those two songs, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like at this point on my records, everyone expects these love songs, you know, about Lauren, and I've done that a lot. Like, I feel like between Die Happy Man and Sweetheart and Star of the Show and Unforgettable, like, I feel like I've put nothing out but kind of rainbows and butterflies about our marriage, and there's just no such thing as a 100% rainbow and butterfly marriage. I don't care who you are. Everybody kind of has their own issues and struggles, and so on this record, I kind of wanted to take our love songs into a different realm, and so, you know, Things You Do for Love and Dream You Never Had are two songs that really kind of identify what it's really like. You know what I mean? Like, in every marriage, there's compromise, and you're always trying to support each other, and you know, at some point in every marriage, like, you're both sacrificing different parts of your life for that other person, and I think that that's something super relatable to anybody married in the world. And so I kind of wanted my love songs on this record to have a little bit of a deeper meaning than just our life is fantastic.
And don't you think that if you think you have the perfect marriage, the first time you have a problem, or the perfect relationship, the first time you have a problem, you buckle?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think that the healthiest way to do that is to kind of talk about it. And for me, that's through song form. Because, you know, me and Lauren talk all the time about, you know, how can we better our marriage? How can I better serve you? For her, it's how can I better serve me? And it's just like one of those things that I think it's one of those things that it takes a lifetime, you know, to grow the roots to that marriage. And that's something we really pride ourselves in. It's really taking the time to focus on it and really work on it. So
let's get to something real here. So relationships lead to children. Children leads to being a father. Fatherhood leads to dad bods. They're hot right now. Do you think are you going to soften up and get a little dad bob going?
Man, I don't want to. I try to work out 5 or 6 days a week, and I really try to watch my diet. I just need to quit drinking beer.
But it's, you know, so, I mean? Like, in right now. The ladies are all about the dad bod.
That's right. Jump in the pool. I'm here waiting.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. No, I mean, I'm not going that hard at it, but I definitely want to be in shape when I'm like 60 or 70 years old. So,
all right, let's play your song right now. Going for number one with Look What God Gave Her. Why don't you introduce it? Tell us a little short thing about this song here.
Yeah, y'all, this is Thomas Rhett. This is our current single called Look What God Gave Her. And if you know anything about me, you know this song was written about my beautiful wife, Lauren, and not only her outer beauty, but her inner beauty. What an amazing person. And so if you have someone like that in your life, play this song for them, dance with them, crank it up.
Thomas Rhett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.